Hi, thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so freaking thankful that you decided to listen to this podcast. I am a passionate entrepreneur who is obsessed with helping others show up unapologetically. Here's the thing. I spent my entire life showing up how I thought I was supposed to, because then I was going to be happy. It was once I realized that when I would show up as myself unapologetically, that I was going to start finding my passion and my purpose, which was helping others do the same. I take my job very seriously with helping you through my life tips, my life tricks that I have had, and some stories and rants that you're going to hear along the way. I just want to thank you for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast, because this is what's changed my life. Hello, friends. Welcome back to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I am your host, Kyra Carlin, and I am so happy to be back. I feel like it has been a long time since I have been in this seat recording to you guys, and I'm so excited, especially for this episode. I am doing a follow-up episode of Loving Your Body Step 2, but I really want to call it more of like part 2, because I don't feel like it is a one and done process. I don't feel like this is like 12 steps into loving your body. I think more than anything, it is like, here is another tool to put in your back pocket to practice what you are maybe trying to preach. So we're doing part 2 of loving your body. So if you listen to the first episode, it was a couple episodes back. It literally said, love your body, step 1. I'm going to go into part 2, which I feel like is this. Allow yourself to be where you are and find what you love. Maybe you're hearing that and you're like, Kyra, I'm coming to you because I do not love my body. But I want to give you some suggestions, maybe some things that you can do in the meantime, because the first thing that I want you to understand and recognize is that the way that you can help yourself is to understand that it is not a place that you are getting to that is going to make you love your body. So what I'm saying is, it is not the weight loss, it's not the size, it's not the number that is going to make you love your body. It is your ability to look at yourself now and name things that you love so that you can find the confidence that you're looking for. So let me break it down. What you more than likely are thinking of or trying to do when you put a weight loss goal or a size goal or a number on this scale, like when that becomes your goal, what you're actually searching for is the feeling that you think you're going to get when you reach it. So my question is, if you already know that, if you have that in your back pocket, if you know that the thing that you're actually looking for is the feeling, what if you were able to give yourself that feeling now? And that feeling is probably confidence. That feeling is probably having no more insecurities, feeling like you love yourself, feeling like you're proud. What if you were able to give yourself that feeling now? What if you could love yourself the way that you are? What if you could be proud of where you're at? Because you have been able to find things that you love now. So instead of, I don't want you to lie to yourself, because here's the thing. I do not think that just replacing a lie that you have with another lie isn't going to make you feel good. So what if we're able to find the truths that you do love? What is your favorite attribute about yourself? Do you love that you're always on time? Do you love that you always think of other people? Do you love that you never go to bed without putting the dirty dishes away? Like, what is it that you love about yourself? Because if your mind, what it's going to do is look for ways to make it true. So if the thoughts that you have about yourself or about your body are negative and you are constantly putting them into your head on repeat, then your mind is going to look to make sure that it is true. So if you would highlight and you would think of the things that you do love about yourself, you're gonna automatically look for truths to make that true. Like, the thing is, as a human being, you want to be right. It's just who we are and what we do. So instead of focusing on what you don't love about yourself, what if you focus on things that you do love? And I have you start with things that you love about yourself that are not physical, because I feel like they are easier to pick out. But step two of that is going to think of things that you love about yourself. And here's the thing, like, it can be silly. It can be, I love my nail beds. I love my eyebrows. I love my hairline. I love that I have thick hair. I love that I have pouty lips. You may be hearing those things and you're like, that is not what I'm insecure about. And it's kind of like, yeah, that's the point, because I need you to build yourself up so that when those negative comments, when those negative thoughts come in, whatever that may be, whatever that looks like, you're able to back yourself up with positive thoughts that you know are already true. So if you didn't love your nail beds, you wouldn't say that, right? But if you genuinely are like, no, I love my nail beds, then whenever you say that and it becomes something that you find truth, it makes it easier to learn to love something about yourself that maybe you didn't love before. I'm not asking you to look at your stomach or your arms or your legs and then tell yourself a lie until it is true. The fact of the matter is, it is not true nor false, but it is only the idea that you have around it. There is nothing wrong with your legs. There is nothing wrong with your arms. There's nothing wrong with your stomach. But the idea and the feelings that you have attached to it are the thing that is dragging you down. So instead of just taking another affirmation and like slapping it over an old one, instead find the facts that are true, that you already know are true, and say those loudly to yourself so that that becomes your narrative that you talk to yourself with. That becomes the thing that you find truth in. So when you have the negative comments come in, you are able to combat them with the positive ones that you know are already what you believe. I think one of the biggest problems that we have in like this body acceptance movement of loving ourselves and loving our body, we think, and I'm just going to go out on a limb and speak for those who are listening, is that you can just tell yourself something and that makes it true, when it's not. Like, you're not dumb, and you know, like, your mind knows what you're doing. So instead of just slapping on another quote truth to something that you don't believe true, I don't want you to just sit there and lie to yourself. Instead, I'd rather you find the things that you do love about yourself and talk about them more. Talk about how great you are as a wife. Talk about how great you are as a parent. And if you find yourself feeling like those things are not true, why don't you ask yourself a little harder questions? Like, quit being so hard on yourself, but more of like, are you punctual? Are you thoughtful of other people? Do you love giving gifts? Are you genuine? Are you reassuring to people who you know if they needed something, they could always count on you? When you can give yourself those positive affirmations, then you personally build up the truth bank instead of filling up your mind in your head with the lies of something that is not actually true. It is more of what you think it's true. So because you think it, you are looking for truth in it. I hope that makes sense. I hope that is helpful for you guys, that when you are thinking of your body, I don't want you to get into the habit of lying to yourself until you believe it to be true. Instead, I want you to speak truths into what you already know so that you can build up that armor, you can build up that toolbox so that you can find a way to find things that you love about yourself. Our goal is not to mask our minds. Our goal is not to tell our minds something that is not something that we believe, but instead believe the things that we're already telling ourselves so that you are not building up lies. You are building up positivity and you're building up your truth bank. It is you that has to love who you are. It is you who has to love what you look like. And sometimes I think we get into this narrative that we have to look a certain way before we love what we look like. And instead, if you would just quit focusing on the things that you don't love and focus more on what you do, it won't be so hard to love the rest of you. So hope this is helpful. If it is, please tag me in your Instagram stories. Share this with a friend who maybe needs it. I would greatly appreciate it. I love you guys. I mean it. Have the best day. Thank you guys so much for listening to Be You Unapologetically podcast. I would appreciate it if you could subscribe and maybe give me a rating for what you love about this podcast. I appreciate all the reviews, and your love and support means more to me than you will ever know.